Hello, welcome to another episode of Life Chat with Viv and Bill. Vilma, this is Black History Month.
It certainly is, but before we get there, you're looking so good today.
I am.
I don't know what you have been doing, but you look like 21.
You're funny. Well, you look very professional. Put together, orderly. I look like I'm going to the gym with my sweatshirt on. Yeah. But anyway.
It is Black History.
Yes. Maybe we should have worn black or something.
I'm closer to having on something black than you.
Yeah, so. Definitely. So, Black History Month. We think that it's very important for us to talk about the contribution that our forefathers have done, our mothers, and they've paved the way and trailblazed the way for us. And we're sitting or standing on their shoulders where we are today in today's society. And we have to be thankful for all the sacrifices and all the things that they have done throughout the years to get us where we are today. Even though it seems, Vilma, that we're still fighting the good fight of faith still in 2021. What's your thoughts?
I think we are, but I think we're making some progress because I'm not sure if you are aware or if our audience is aware, but it started out as a Black History Week. So now it's Black History Month, so that is kind of some progress, I think. And yeah, it is. But in order for us to be recognized for the contributions that we have done, you know, we have to have a time and a space where we tell people our contribution to making this country the great country that it is.
Right. And there's so many people that we have to give thankful. Not only, you know, because you and I are also immigrants to this country. So we have our own forefathers for our country that we celebrate. You know, we have Marcus Garvey. We have Nanny with Paul Bogle, exactly. So we have a lot of heroes that we have within our own country. But to look at American history and look at the struggle from Martin Luther King all the way through, or even people before him, because there's people also like Harriet Tubman. I almost messed up her name. Oh God, forgive me. Bad thing to do. But you know, all those people who have paved the way and done the things that they have done throughout history. You know, and from young to old too, because I know if I was watching a movie in the life of Ruby Bridges, and this young girl had to, in the time of segregation, she was like the first one had to pave the way to see that, hey, Blacks can learn. Hey, Blacks can succeed if they have the nurturing and the care that someone, you know, it's not thinking that we are monkeys or we're this or we're that, but that we can able to achieve as much as anyone else. And for her to go through, she had no other class members. It was just her and a teacher. And her parents allowed her to go through all that. And she heard all the insults and all the name calling. And she's saying, you know, one line in the movie, she said that really touched my heart. She says, you know, they just don't know. And my job is just to pray for them. And I was like, wow, this little girl is something else.
Before we even think of her, let's give credit to I have his name here, the person who started you know, Black History, and it was created in 1926 by Carter G. Woodson, who was an African-American historian. He was also a scholar, he was an educator, and he was also a publisher. And then we were doing just celebrating a week. And then in 1976, they started to celebrate Black History Month. So we need to recognize and thank this this man, Woodson, who came up with the idea of telling our story. Or else it still, we still would not have gotten credit to the amazing things that we have done.
Who else you have there?
Well, just talking about him and that it started in 1976. And the reason why February was chosen, which I didn't know until I was doing my own research, the reason why February was chosen, because they wanted it to coincide with Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln's birthday, mm-hmm. and hence February, because I was thinking, why February? But that was the reason. And of course, you know, Frederick Douglass was one of those ones that were very influential in putting, you know, Black on the map, or Black mm-hmm. inventors on the map. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have my little cheat sheet. If you see me look like I'm looking, that's what I am, what I'm doing. And I'm just going to tell our audience, the younger children or younger people in school right now, they know more, I think, about these people than the older ones, because I didn't grow up here in America. So I didn't get this history here about these people. As I was mentioning, Frederick Douglass's birthday and the birthday of Abraham Lincoln were the two birthdays why they chose the month of February for Black History Month. What do you know about Frederick Douglass?
I know that he's an author, and he also is the one that basically recorded a lot of the things that they went through in that period of time. So he was a pioneer in his own right in making sure that in that time, a lot of Blacks weren't required to read. They weren't permitted to read, and they weren't permitted to write. And he's one of those who recorded the history that we can have something to look back to. And he was also, you know, one of the, what do you call it? Admonitionist.
Did you know that they say Frederick Douglass didn't actually know when his birthday was? He didn't know his birthday. He had known his actual birthday, but he marked the occasion on February 14th. So that's amazing. He didn't know, you know, when his birthday was. But again, he marked it as February 14, which is, you know, really, really something extraordinary. And as I said, he was, he escaped slave. He was a prominent activist. He was author. He was a public speaker. And he became the leader of the abolitionist movement.
Or abolitionist.
Which, and that was a movement that sought to end the slavery, the practice of slavery, before and during the Civil War. Mm-hmm. And it's from that we have the Emancipation Proclamation of 1860. So which other notable person that you want to share or talk about?
Go ahead and share who you have. The only person that I really, really impressed me. You know what? I like the ones that really set the pace, where they basically are the first. I've always liked those stories. Those individuals were the first. Like I talked about Ruby Bridges in the mm-hmm. beginning. I like how she was the first and she was a pioneer. I like
T.J. Walker.
Yes, Madam T.J. Walker, exactly. She was the first. And mm-hmm. even though there was other people who were trying to do what she did, but she took it to a whole nother level in having her own business and not allowing a man, you know, or or her situation to hold her back. And mm-hmm. and that's what I love of her building the empire that she did. And no one understood the dream and no one understood the vision but mm-hmm. her to carry that through. So I like people like that. I like people who are even the baseball player. Oh God, I can't think of his name right now.
Jackie Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I like his story and I love the way that he stood the journey. He knew what he was doing, even though it was hard and he had to be the first and he had to take the insults and everything that came along with it. But mm-hmm. he continued on the journey because he knew that if he didn't, there will not be another for years and century to come. So mm-hmm. I like those type of individuals and I like to read their stories and I like to hear about them because they really went through that we can able to go through at a faster pace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And of course we can't forget Carver, who came up with multiple uses of peanut.
Yes.
You know, so that we have peanut butter, we have you know, so many uses of peanut. And I also, even coming back to people who we grew up knowing, like Oprah Winfrey, she was a first too. Mm-hmm. I heard that she was the first billionaire that yes. we had. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I read that as well. I don't know, and I'm not going to dispute it, but I take it for what it is. Yeah. So, right, C.J. Walker was the first millionaire.
Right. And
Oprah was the first billionaire.
Wow, that's a big gap in our history there, that it took that long for another, is it another Black person or is it another female or both?
Well, let's put it this way. We had several millionaires in between. But to get
but
to
not a billion.
Millionaire point of view. So we were manufacturing millionaires.
Okay.
I don't know. Did your mom fall or your dad fall in that category?
Oh, no. No, they did not fall into the billionaire category at all.
Okay. And here's another first, Shirley Chisholm. He was the first African-American woman elected to the House of Representatives. I learned that as well.
I didn't know that.
Yep, yep. And mm-hmm. the thing with when I got into, when my children were in school and it was Black History Month, everybody was doing Martin Luther King. They were doing Rosa Parks. They were doing Malcolm X. They were doing Harriet Tubman. And it was afterwards when people start to bring others into the focus to say, yes, there are others that have done significant contribution as well, and not just, you know, these individuals. Then I became aware of, you know, the extraordinary contribution that so many people have made to this country.
Mm-hmm. And even look at the movie they had recently, not recently, but maybe a couple of years ago, about the ladies who work on the spacecraft. Like, mm-hmm. I never even thought about it, that they were called the computers, the mathematicians of their time. And even Carter, a lot of people don't think about Carter as contribution because of the peanut butter. You know, a lot of people don't think of those individuals who have also done something significant, but we don't hear about it in history. Like you just talked about, that people do the quote-unquote well-known ones, but they don't do the ones that really, you don't even really think about them.
Right, right. I'm trying to remember the name of the movie, now that you mention it.
Hidden Figures is the name of the movie.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right. Uh-huh. Yeah. And we also, since then, Jameson, Maid Jameson, She was the first African American woman actually admitted into NASA's astronaut training program.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's one of the ladies from the movie.
Jameson. No.
Okay.
Yeah, this was 1987, which was, you know, much later than the person that was featured in Hidden Figures.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who else do you have that we may not know about?
I am trying to see somebody that will surprise our audience. So I'm trying to go back to the name. I have it here of the woman in Hidden Figures. And I know my audience is probably saying, that's her name, that's her name. What's her name? I know Janelle Monáe was the one who played her in the movie, but I'm trying to remember her name, which I can't.
Okay, well, who else do you have on your list? Since you
on my list right here, let me see. Who do I have? This is very recent, and everybody probably knows this, so it's not Barack Obama. He was the first Black president. And I know you didn't forget about Barack.
No, but he's just a norm that we normally talk about, we always see all the time. So,
right.
You know, yeah, he's evident. And of course, you know, yeah, we have the first woman who's also Black vice president of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this year we heard of Kamala. So we're just, you know, thankful that we have gotten this far and all the contribution for all the our forefathers and foremothers have made. So that's just awesome.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that I don't like when you have a lot of people who say, nobody helped me, I pulled myself up by my own bootstraps. And you think, really? Look at all these people coming down the line who contributed to our success. You know, to kind of open up the door so we could, you know, go in and have a seat at the table or even be hanging out by the door so we can hear some conversations. So I just don't appreciate when people say I did it on my own, because when you go back and see the sacrifices of these people, the sacrifices of Harriet Tubman, who, you know, putting her life in danger to smuggle people, you know, to here in Delaware, you know, as one of the areas, then you're like, wow. And right now, we don't even want to be counted. We don't even want to speak up and let our voices be heard. And I know coming in the near future, you're going to have some other firsts who march in the Black Lives Matter movement, right? That you're going to have some of these people who are going to be a part of it. And this congressman who just passed away, of course, he is notable for what he did in the various marches that took place in the country years ago. And we are gonna be, you know, reading about these people as well.
Right, and in light in what you just talked about people thinking that they did it all by themselves, it's also notable too about those individuals, what about those individuals who have this mentality of, the white man is holding me back, or my situation or circumstances, I can't go forward because of, you know, racism or whatever. What would you say about those individuals, especially for the things that we know our forefathers have done and the sacrifices they have made.
I think there is some element of truth that they are being held back, but so were the people ahead of us. So were those who were able to transcend racism and transcend all that they were, that they were faced with, who were able to get out of the cotton field and start a business like Madam C.J. Walker, who, you know, so it's just that we have to work hard. And sometimes we don't want to work as hard. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want to work as hard. And as you went there, I've even heard it a lot being said that people from other countries came to this country and took away the jobs that, you know, other people should have, like mm-hmm. Black Americans should have, that people from other countries take their job. And I don't think that's a fair statement. You can't take something unless it was given to you. And, you know, a lot of us just decide to work harder to achieve things because we know you have to work hard. We know, you know, to be a trailblazer in getting things done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And if we're sitting waiting for a handout, it never will come your way. We can't live our lives waiting for a handout. We can't live our lives, you know, thinking that someone's going to hand us something or we deserve something. If you want it, go get it. God has given you the gifts and the talents and the ability to accomplish the things that you need to accomplish. Mm-hmm. So we have to definitely change our mindsets and change the way we think to accomplish those things and go further, because I know our forefathers and foremothers would want us to go further. And we have, you know, because of the fact you mentioned president, you know, Martin Luther talked about, I have a dream. And now we have a Black president. You know what I'm saying? Martin Luther talked about, I have a dream. And now we have a Black vice president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if you would ever thought that, wow, we would ever be there, but it could be a part of the dream that he has seen. And I believe some of his dream have come through over the years. And so now what's the next step? There's no more limitation of saying, oh, a Black person can never be president. There's no more limitation of saying, oh, a Black person can't be a princess. You know, we have... what's her name? Marble, who's also now a duchess.
Meghan,
right? Exactly. She's now a duchess. Although we had a Black before her, but we can't have those limitations anymore. Those things can't hold us back anymore because people have paved the way, people have paid the price, and now this is where we are. So now our job is to go higher and go further than those individuals have within the past mm-hmm. 8-9 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The name of the congressman I was trying to remember was John Lewis.
You did say his last name. You did say his last name at least.
Okay, John Lewis, and then before him we had, you know, Elijah Cummings, and even, you know, Al Sharpton. I think he has done a lot as well for the advancement of Blacks in this country. Reverend, he's a pastor.
Jesse Jackson,
right. Mm-hmm. He as well. And they may not be written down in the history books, but they went out, they did marches, they spoke up, they were imprisoned, and they did these things because, you know, of trying to advance and Black people so that we get recognized for our contribution and for the things that we do, not to just be passed over, but to get recognized.
So So what about those conversation now that's saying, okay, the church itself, that we should not get involved with the issue of racism. We should not be thinking about being Black or the Black issues, being that now we're Christian. What do you think about that particular type of conversation or ideology?
Well, number one, I can't help but thinking that I'm Black because I see myself every day. And if you are not going to accept that, it's like you are not accepting that there is another race or group of people. But I have to know that I'm Black, so I cannot not acknowledge my Blackness. I don't have a choice because that's who I am. Mm-hmm. Dwelling on it and trying to use it as a badge of to advance, I'm not fully in agreement with that, but I also want people to know that I succeed because of hard work and not just because I'm Black. Mm-hmm. I'm not given things because of my color. I'm given things and I'm promoted and I get positions because of my hard work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't want you to see me first as you know, getting promoted because of my color, but getting promoted because I am deserving of the promotion.
Okay. So you're in agreement somewhat of saying, being that you're Christian, you should get rid of, you know, the Black of saying, you know, I'm Black, or looking at the issue of being Black, because some Christians, you know, there's like Christ first and then Black second, or I guess. So we shouldn't look at those things. We shouldn't dwell on the fact of our forefather, the struggle of the Black race.
It's a complex question. Let's put it that way. It is very complex. And so on one hand, I can say, I'm going to say it depends. What are your thoughts on it? What are your thoughts?
Now she put that back on me. Yeah. Well, you know, I agree with you in a sense that we cannot get rid of the fact, like you said, we look in the mirror and we see the color of our skin. But I also agree with you that I don't want someone to judge me because of my color, but mm-hmm. of the content of my character, that's more what I would want them to see. Mm-hmm. But I also cannot ignore the fact that there's people still struggling. There's people still going through systematic racism or whatever it may be. There are still issues that, you know, if our forefather ignored the issue, we wouldn't be where we are today. So therefore, we can't ignore the situation and bring it to light. Like Cicely Tyson, who just passed away, she was talking about in one of her documentaries, she was saying, she was doing the movie, I don't remember what it's called right now, it'll start with an S. And she said when she was doing the movie, one of the directors had an issue with it. And she was like, what's the problem? She said, I don't like the scene where, you know, the children called the guy in the movie father. And she said, but what's wrong? Don't your children call you dad? He said, yeah, I just have a problem with it because I can't, you know, I don't see that. There's a disconnect with that. So she said, Cicely Tyson said, oh, so you're really saying you don't see us as humans. That's what you're really saying. And he had to check himself and realize that I had an issue with a Black children calling a father because he doesn't see them as a real human being. And that was what the full issue is. So we have to put the light on the fact of saying, hey, check yourself. And even as a Christian, we have to say, hey, check yourself here too. Mm-hmm. You know, check some balances. So you might not think that you have certain racism there, or you might not think that certain things that you've done is racist. But you need to, hey, let's shed some light on this and realize that there is an issue. But we can't be silent as Christians, because our forefathers weren't silent. The ones who were on the battlefield fighting for civil rights and fighting for equality, mm-hmm. you know, when we had the Civil War in America, were pastors, right. were leaders. Mm-hmm. They were the ones who were fighting on that battlefield. So they took up, they had a Bible in one hand and a gun in another. Mm-hmm. So we can't be silent on any issues mm-hmm. when it comes to racism in America, or you know, shedding the light on what is not right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to go back. You remember we were telling our audience about this, was she an astronaut? I don't think she was. She was a mathematician with the space. Her name was Mary Jackson, the one that Monet played, right? That's who she was, Janelle Monáe, right? So I just wanted to clear that up so we don't leave anything hanging with our audience. Yeah, that was her name. But coming back to what you're saying, I do agree with it, but I also think that we need to kind of emphasize more of the positive things that we are doing in our lives or in our community, and we need to tell it to our children, and so that they will also know and have it as a memorial. That's the only way they're gonna know and start to see themselves as important and as productive. We just have to keep reminding them and telling them. So we can't even just rely on the month of February to highlight these things, but we need to go find, know this history and share it with them also.
Yeah, and I think I like the thing that you do too with your family. I think you guys have like a Black History Month celebration that you guys do on a regular basis every month.
We did. I don't know. This year we may have to go virtual, but we had the young people who would present somebody that we usually tell them, somebody that we've never heard of before. Surprise me. Don't give us some of the usual people, but somebody who we have never heard before.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do? Explain to our audience what you do.
So what my family did, one of my sisters came up to, there are so many young people in our family, and we also wanted them to appreciate not just the Black history thing that they do in school, but also it was a way for us as the older ones to learn what it was about Black history that we were missing, because of course we didn't go to school here. So my sister came up with the idea of having the young ones, we assigned them to find out about a person who contributed to the Black history and presented. So we would meet on a Friday, and each person would present the research that they did. And we would ask them questions, because sometimes, you know they had to do it. So they would just quickly put something together. So we would, you know, ask them questions to what does it mean to you? And it's from them that I know I learned some things. And they also learned, because they had to look up somebody who they were not being taught about in school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for this year, with COVID and everything, I'm not sure what we are gonna be doing, but it could still happen. We could still do it by Zoom. Mm-hmm.
Right, definitely. And that's something, you know, guys, if you want to implement also in your family, think of ideas that you can do to, like Vilma said, about educating yourselves of knowing those people who are going before us, even not the popular ones or not the ones that you hear over and over, because there's so many different people who have contributed over the years. Mm-hmm. And there's things that we can think, especially being that we're home, a lot of people are home with their children, that we can come up with creative ideas of things that we can do to educate our children, to inform them of all the people who have paved the way, the things they've gone through, that they know that in the future, if they're in a situation that they can make a difference, to be that world changer, not just for generations to come, if God tarries, but also even stand alone as being a Christian. That's also important, that, hey, if God was with these individuals, God can be with you also, that you can able to make a change, be the change. If you want to see a change, you can be a change in this world.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know that there is some talk, and I don't know exactly about the light bulb, that there was a black person that was intimately involved in that.
Yes, as well. Yes.
And because I haven't researched it, and because I don't know the full extent or remember who it is, but I just want to put it out there. So for those of you who are listening, you can go ahead and find out more about it and post it on our Facebook page when you listen to this, or post it on our YouTube page when you listen to it. Just drop us a note and said, yes, it was so and so who was instrumental with this light bulb issue.
Definitely.
But I know that we say, you know, Thomas Edison, but I did hear that there was
I heard the same thing too.
Okay.
That there were, I don't remember his name either, but he was instrumental with mm-hmm. With the light bulb, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyone else you have on your list?
No, not that I can, thinking of right now, but what about when you were growing up in Jamaica, if you grew up in Jamaica, what did they do, you know, being a majority black nation or island, what did they emphasize?
They emphasized mostly our national heroes.
Mm-hmm.
We did not celebrate the heroes that America had. We had our own national heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And we did mention a few of them earlier in the podcast, you know, and the contributions that they have made in the country, our small country. Mm-hmm. So those are the individuals that we highlight. You know, we mentioned them, I think we mentioned about four of them earlier, but I think it's seven of them is the main ones that they may mostly focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mostly remember growing up in the island. That was basically the ones they highlight the most.
Right.
I think it wasn't until I came to America that I heard about all these individuals that we talked about
mm-hmm.
Earlier. I don't remember if I ever heard of, I know I heard of Mandela. I think I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even remember if I heard of Martin Luther King. I don't remember that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, I don't, because I left Jamaica when I was very young. So, but I remember all the time they're talking about Nani, they're talking about Carl Bogle, they're talking about
Marcus Garvey.
I'm trying to think of some more. I can't think of it because my grandmother used to call me Nani, so I always remember. Nanny, but that's what she used to call me when growing up. So so those are the things that I don't know if you remember all the national heroes, but those are the ones that I remember they always talk about in school and be in our head that we need to know our forefathers and mother.
Well, going back to that, you know, we had Norman Manley, because they were added as they go, Norman Manley and Bustamante, Alexander Bustamante, right? Mm-hmm. So let's go back, and I just got some information about the light bulb that I was trying to identify the name of the Black person that was instrumental. And what it is said that the light bulb itself, it's the light bulb was invented by Thomas Edison, but the innovation used to create longer lasting light bulbs with a carbon filament came from African American inventor Louis Latimer. Yep, I did a little research while we were talking and I came up with that. Yep. So there we
go. Thank God for Google.
There we go. So going back to in Jamaica, I think, and I don't know what the curriculum is like now, but I know that in school I learn a lot about the white person and what they did in the history books. Our history books were about Christopher Columbus. Our history books were about Henry VIII and Henry V and the VII and all those people in France and all those things that we had to learn about. And then they came up with, you know, the national heroes, which were not really taught in my time. And I'm not sure what the curriculum is like right now, but somehow I think we have to start, as I said before, recognizing our importance and put it out there. That's the only way we are gonna get it in our head and of our importance. And the more we tell people how valuable they are, then they will start to believe it and act like it. Who you are? Do you know who you are? Do you know that you come from a line of people who were this or that or the other? You know, but we tend to highlight the bad things, you know, rather than highlighting the good things. So, you know, as Black History Month, just start doing some research and getting some information and make sure that you get your facts straight. And make sure you start telling your children who they are. Give them a new identity. Give them something that they can identify with, you know, and so that they will be able to realize their full potential in life.
Yeah, and also, you know, I find it interesting too that the next generation, the Gen Z's or whatever, millennials, they somewhat trying to pull away from the things that we think is, you know, is a problem. Mm-hmm. Like they don't think of a person up there. They don't really think too much about racism. Mm-hmm. They don't think too much about their concerns is not the same as ours. And that's why I think it's what you're saying is vitally important, because they're not realizing that these things are actually true. They're not realizing that these people really went through a struggle. And it's important as parents to educate and inform them of where we're coming from. So that's important to take a check on seeing what your kids really, what they're hearing and what they're knowing. Because like you said, you were taught in school more about what the Caucasian world have done. Mm-hmm. They're in school, they're not being taught a lot about, you know, the contributions that Blacks have done throughout this nation, especially mm-hmm. if they're born in America. So it's important to do a check and say, hey, what do you think of this person? Do you know this person? Do you know what this person did? Who's the first person in baseball that is Black? Who's the first whatever it may be, let's find out about that. Do you know, do you care? Mm-hmm. You know, do you care about the things you have done and why it's important to care? Mm-hmm. So those are things that, you know, we definitely do need to do for the generations to come, to make sure that we know where we're coming from and we know where we're going. Mm-hmm. And where we're going is in Christ. And we also remember that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And that's vitally important that we remember and we know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is key. That is key. And I, you know, if you go back to even, oh boy, I hope our audience don't start throwing tomatoes at me, but even going to the Bible, that we have a sense that every person in the Bible, or most of the important figures in the Bible, were white. That's what we learn. You go in every home in Jamaica, there was a white Jesus, including my house, over the dining room table. But as you get older, you recognize that, you know, some of the things you learn is not absolutely what it was. And you tend to find out that there were people of color that contributed to the stories in the Bible. So, you know, I just have to say, even there, you know, they try to brainwash us. And I remember, many years ago, I'll never forget this. They wanted, I think it was in Jersey. For those of you who, if you think or know of it otherwise, and it wasn't Jersey, put it in the chat or put it on our Facebook page as you listen, where they had a program and they were going to depict a black Jesus. And there was such an uproar that they had to cancel. There was such an uproar and demonstration. How dare you put that out there about a black Jesus? And I was laughing. You know, I found it ridiculously funny. Ridiculously funny. Because I am saying, what is wrong if a good actor portrays Jesus how they see him? You know, I mean, he transcends color. He transcends race. He transcends gender. But there was such an uproar. How dare. I think the person who came up with the idea, the producer, you know, had to, I don't think it went forth. They had to scrap it. How dare you talk about a black Jesus? This was a few years back, many years back. I remember that clearly. But the Bible also tells us in Deuteronomy 6:12, and I'm not going to read it. I'm going to paraphrase, because then I'm going to have to take it and read it to make sure that I don't add or subtract. But what it says is that we should teach these things to our children when we sit at the table to eat, when we go out, when we come in. We should tie it, put it on their forehead, put it on the doorpost so that they don't miss it. All the things that God did for their foreparents, the Israelites, as he took them out of the land of Egypt. Don't forget about it. And right through that story, we hear God talking about building a memorial, you know, so you can go back and remember it. Crossing the Jordan, the stones that they, he said to take a stone from the Jordan and build it, put it together as a memorial. So I think Black history should be seen as something that we look forward to, keep remembering of those before who have contributed to our history, And as parents, as I said before, we need to identify some things that we can use, just as we do Black history, some important things in our lives, in our families' lives, where we have seen how God has come through for us. And we need to mark those moments. We need to mark them by repeating them, by saying it, by telling it, by telling the stories. You know, when your grandchildren tired to hear, go tell the great-grandchildren. When your children tired to hear, you go to the grandchildren and keep it, but mark it. It's just something that we should never forget, because that's how things get passed down. That's how it got passed down in the way before. This is how we need to pass it down. Not everybody's going to write a book, but we can go by word of mouth. So take the opportunity, gather them together. Think of the things that God has done for you. Do you remember when he did, when he healed you? Did you remember when you had nothing in to cook and he provided for you? Do you remember when, you know, that neighbor or that person gave you a ride when you were tired? And do you remember those things, you know, when you were given up as you were going to be nothing? Remember, pass those things on, just as how we pass things along about Black history and other things. We need to highlight God as well to our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren throughout the generations and our descendants.
Anything else?
That's my story.
Are you sticking with it?
Yep.
Well, we just wanted to take this time to honor those that have gone before us. And we just want to take the time to just say thank you and to make you guys be aware of some people that you may not have heard about before. And to take time to reflect and take time to educate and inform your children or your siblings or whoever it may be, that, you know, just gather together and talk about those things. And remember that with God is for us, who can be against us? And this is Life Chat with Viv and Bill. Goodbye.
Bye.